On the Air Hempstead is made possible by Woods and Lumber Company, HEB and Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plain North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Moeller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Stephen Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
And welcome out to Burton, Texas, as we're starting off Little League season here. Washington County Little League action here from Burton. It's going to be the Washington County Green Team versus the Hempstead Little Leaguers. We're 7-year-old Coach Pitch Baseball is going to be our first game of the year on the for the Little League season. We'll start it off and joined over here by my friend Daryl, who didn't have anything to do, so he sat down and have a few words with me over here.
Yeah, you saved me because I was supposed to announce, and Hempstead got some names that they're not from Burton, and I would have struggled big time with them, buddy. So when this dude showed up and said he wanted to do it, hey, have at it. I'd rather sit here and talk smack with you. You know, still in my red shirt from last night, still gleaming, but you know, this is where it starts with these young kids. 7-year-old out here, Coach Pitch, having fun. Hopefully they're teaching them the right way to do the fundamentals right. That's really all you can do at this age.
Yep, that's about all you can do at this age. Teach them the right fundamentals, get them a start. That way they can move on up as they grow. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos, which wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, welcome back. We're here at Burton for Little League action tonight. Washington County Green 7U coach pitch, and the coaches and umpires have met at the plate already. So looks like we're going to get underway here shortly, as we'll have some announcement of players here in just a little bit, and the national anthem as we get started here. First games of the year here in Little League, and we'll set it back and take a quick break and for a few words from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And welcome back out here to Burton for 7U coach pitch Little League baseball action. We'll go over starting lineups real quick. Washington County Green will be the visiting team tonight. And leading off is going to be number 6, Hank Shaw. He'll be over at first base. Batting second will be Bentley Roberts. He'll be over at second base. Batting third, Wyatt Windham. He's going to be out on the pitcher's mound. Batting fourth will be Jacob Seilheimer over at shortstop. Batting fifth will be Waylon Reimer. He's going to do the catching tonight. Batting sixth will be Cullen Roberts. He'll be out in right field. Batting seventh will be Anson Frankie. He'll be out in left field. Batting eighth will be Cone McBride. He'll be the extra player tonight. Batting ninth will be Drew Cummings out in center field. Batting tenth will be Brian Durkowski. Batting 11th will be Conrad DeBerg. And batting 12th for Washington County will be Axton Brzozowski. So real quick for the Hempstead All-Stars, batting first will be Tate DeLorio. He'll be over at third base. Batting second will be David Martinez. He'll be out in the outfield. Batting third will be P.J. Perez. He'll be over at shortstop. Batting fourth will be Adriel Trejo. He'll be over at first base. Batting fifth will be Dawson Auchinblaw. He'll be in the outfield. Batting sixth will be Rhett Wolf, also out in the outfield. Batting seventh, Cassius Jackson. Batting 8th, Slade Wallen. Batting 9th, Edgar Lopez. Batting 10th will be Harrison Knoll. Batting 11th will be Cannon Rape. And batting 12th for Hempstead will be Braden Sandifer. So that's the lineup for both teams, and we'll send it back to the studios for one more break, and we should be back for the national anthem.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
You got dirt? Grind? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
And welcome back as we're ready for our national anthem.
We're going to wait for the lower field to be ready.
Well, we're going to have a little delay here as they wait for the lower field to be ready for it. But player announcements are finished up here as we're getting ready to start action here at the Burton Ball Fields out here as we get set to play Washington County 7U Coach Pitch Little League Baseball. Just a reminder to everyone, there's a couple different rules involved with this. Each team bats all their players in their lineup, and they'll have free substitutions at the position as they go through. Maximum runs allowed per inning is 5 runs per inning. So 5 runs or 3 outs, whichever comes first, is how they'll play it here. And a ball hit in the outfield, once they get it back into the pitcher circle over here, it's a dead ball, and each player running the bases will have to stay at the base they're at, or either if they've rounded the base and made it halfway to the next one, the umpire's discretion to award that base to them. So a little bit of the ground rules as we get set to play, and we are ready for our national anthem. right, and the national anthem is played. Each teams are going back to their dugouts, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors with First Pitch.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
All right, welcome back, and we're ready for first pitch here. Start of the Little League season here in Washington County. So stepping in for Washington County will be Hank Shaw. As he steps in here, he'll be the leadoff batter for Washington County Green, who will be the visiting team tonight. Daryl, hardest thing right here to me is going to be for the coach to put it in there every time. So first pitch on its way is going to be swung on by Shaw. That's fouled back to the screen.
Yeah, because you're trying to throw a perfect pitch so they can virtually you're trying to hit their bat. And then if you do get off, you're starting to think about that. And next thing you know, you're throwing it all over. But they only get five pitches unless they foul the fifth one off.
Yeah, only five pitches. So no ball, one strike count here on Shaw. Next pitch comes in there. Swung on to a line drive back up the middle for a base hit. So Shaw will lead it off with a good solid single. He'll round first base and he'll... Ball gets away from the pitcher. He's on his way to third. So he'll pull up in the third base. So good solid line drive single out there to center field. Rules a little different. They keep running until they get it back to the pitcher. So going to be a lot of running going on tonight. So Shaw pulls in over at third base, brings up the bat, Bentley Roberts. So he'll step in here batting from the right side. First pitch on his way. He's going to be behind the batter. We're going to have to give the hard time if he hits one of the batters. And that was pretty close there as that pitch goes sails just a little bit behind the batter.
He's laughing now.
So second pitch on its way. This is swung on, popped up, foul. So Robert swings at the second pitch and pops it out, foul. Count is 1-1. Three pitches left. Next pitch on its way. This is swung on and missed. So strike two. It's always interesting watching these kids at this age learn, because that's what they're doing out here is they're learning.
Yep.
And if you can throw and catch in this age group, you're going to be pretty good. So next pitch is swung on and fouled back. So that was pitch number four. So this next pitch, he's going to either have to swing or...
Is he out? Or if he fouls it off, he'll get another one.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, the hardest job for the umpires to keep up on the pitches.
Yeah, and this pitch is swung on, hit over to third base. Third baseman's going to miss that one a little bit. So coming home to score will be Hank Shaw for the first run
in
the game.
And the ball gets away, so he's going to second.
So got to get it back safely into that pitching circle to kill that ball. So Roberts will go over to second base as the ball got away from the pitcher. Going to bring up the bat now, Wyatt Windham for Washington County. So Windham will step in here with a runner at second base. And first pitch on his way, swinging and fouls that one back to the screen back here.
Good cut by Windham.
So big swing by Windham. What do you say, Windham's about a foot taller than the catcher there?
Yeah.
So Windham bats from the left side. Second pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hit over toward the shortstop area. He's going to
keep him on.
Let that one going. Coming around third base is going to be Bentley Roberts, and he'll score the second run of the game. Ball's going to get away from the pitcher again, and this is going to move Windham down to second base, and he'll round second and hit his way to third, and he'll get into third base over there. So Two runs in now for Washington County as Windham gets a hit over there, and he'll end up at third base, and that's going to bring up the bat Jacob Seilheimer for Washington County, and we got a timeout now by Hempstead. And once again, just a reminder, instructional league here, so the coach is going out there to talk to the pitcher and
calm him down, just to tell him, look, just knock it down like we do in practice and stay in the circle.
Yeah. Important positions in this one is pitcher to get it back to the pitcher, first base. You need a couple kids that can catch. So first pitch on the way to Seilheimer is hit down the left field line. This is going to get into the outfield. So scoring on that will be Windham.
He will keep running.
So Seilheimer's going to round first. He goes to second. He's coming to third, and he'll be at third base. So nice, solid base hit down the left field line there for Jacob Seilheimer. He's going to drive in the third run of the game for Washington County. So going to bring up the bat now, Waylon Reimer. So Reimer will step in, runner over at third base. Nobody out here in the first inning, and that first pitch to Reimer is going to be a bit inside, so he'll take that for a ball.
Seilheimer sure don't hit like his grandpa. Yeah, and stuff. So that's a good thing.
So second pitch on its way. It's a base hit line drive out to left field. This is going to get by the left fielder. Scoring on the play will be Seilheimer. Reimer's going to round second base. He's hit it to third base. So he's going to pull up there at third base and
back him up.
Round at third, but they're going to back him up to third base. So Reimer with a nice solid line drive hit out into the outfield. Tried to score on that, tried to come all the way home. Pitcher got it back to the circle just before he got to that halfway point. So that's going to bring up the bat now, Cullen Roberts. So 4-0 Washington County in the first inning. Just a reminder, it's a 5-run rule. First pitch to Roberts is swung on and missed.
Yeah, they can score this run from third. That's a good start.
Yeah.
You score 5 runs, and then if you can hold that other team to less than 5, you're pretty good shape.
So second pitch into Roberts is hit back up the middle, and pitcher's going to knock it down. He picks it up, but scoring on the play will be Reimer. So that'll be 5 runs for Washington County, and we'll switch sides. And after a half inning, it's Washington County 5, Hempstead coming to back. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, and we're back here in Burton for Little League action. 7U coach pitch, Washington County Green with the early 5-0 lead. Leading it off is Tate DeLorio for Hempstead as he steps in. First pitch, swing and a miss at that first pitch.
We're up here on the top field, which is Gibson Field. The bottom field is Roberts Field. Two of the families that got these big part of getting this going.
So second pitch to DeLorio is swung on and missed. The umpire having a little bit of problems throwing the ball back there, but
please give it to the catcher. He gave it to me. Hey, don't let him on the air.
So third pitch on its way to DeLorio. He's going to take this one, so he's got 2 more pitches left.
1-2.
So we're underway here, bottom half of the first inning. Hempstead first at bat, swung on and missed for strike number 3. So that'll be 1 out for Hempstead. Washington County Green on top, 5-0 as they scored the 5 runs in the top half of the first. So coming up to bat now for Hempstead will be David Martinez. First pitch swung on and fouled.
I'm going to give Coach credit. She throws it right in there.
She is very consistent on that throw.
She's putting it right down the middle.
So second pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed by Martinez. So Martinez down here. He's got three pitches left for one strike here. Next pitch on its way, and this is swung on and missed. So that'll go down as strike three. So that'll bring two outs in the inning. Going to bring up to bat P.J. Perez. So Perez, he steps in. And the umpire's going to correct him a little bit. He's over that white chalk just a little bit in the batter's box. So first pitch coming to Perez. This is swung on and missed for strike one. So no bad pitches here by Coach. Put them right in there. So next pitch swung on. This is hit out to second base. Second baseman up with it.
Look at here. Wow.
First base.
Nice job.
4-3 out. And with that, there's no runs for Hempstead. And your score at the end of one is Washington County 5, Hempstead 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And welcome back to Burton. We're on Gibson Field out here as we start play in the top half of the second inning. Washington County up 5-0 after one inning of play. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Anson Frankie. So we're getting everything set here. We've got a couple changes here for Hempstead as they do a few little substitutions out there. We'll get all these substitutions down and corrected here. So just a reminder, there are they bat all 12, but coaches are allowed to have free substitutions so they can substitute regularly each inning.
And also when the catcher bats, if the catcher gets on base, the runner before him, that's the one that takes at any time. That's the one that takes that the catcher's place on the bases so they can sit there and get ready so the game keeps going.
Yeah, they try and keep the games moving here. They've got a time limit on all these games, and that's why they put in the five-run rule per inning, because some of these games can get a little out of hand sometimes, and so they try and make it fair and competitive for each. So we're ready to go here, and stepping in now, Anson Frankie, as he's the first batter for Washington County here in the top half of the second. He'll take that one down and low. Coach missed a little bit on that pitch. A little discipline there by Frankie not to swing. So second pitch on the way, and Frankie hits a line drive foul down the left side. So Washington County swinging the bat pretty well here to start out this game. So everybody that's come through for their lineup has hit the ball fairly hard.
My buddy Ross down there, Windham, he tried to make a one-handed catch. I'm going to have to tell him when he comes by, you got to teach these kids right, use two hands. Don't watch the pros.
So third pitch on its way. This is hit right back up the middle. This is going to hit the bag at second base. So pulling in over at first base will be Frankie as he's on base with a leadoff single. It's going to bring up to bat for the Washington County Green, Cohen McBride.
Hitting that bag kind of messed him up because that ball was going to the outfield.
Yeah, if it wouldn't hit that second base bag out there, he'd probably be at second or third by now. But pulls in over there at first base, brings up Cohen McBride. First pitch, McBride swings. Hits him a single out between third base and shortstop. And rounding second base will be Frankie, and he's going to get to third base as they work it back into the pitcher's mound. And it's going to get away from the pitcher, but no advancement by any of the runners on this play as Frankie stays at third, and McBride, he'll pull in the second base out there. So Washington County again hitting the ball here in this inning. Two runners on, second and third. Brings up the bat Drew Cumming. So first pitch is on its way. That's going to back him off of there a little bit.
Windham, I think, is being a good sport. He's going base to base now because they could have scored when they threw that ball past. And, you know, if he gets five this inning.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to come back from when you with these five-run rules in there if you put some more runs on there. So next pitch is on its way in there, and this is swung on by Cummings. He's going to hit it over. Shortstop will knock it down. One run a score, and they'll get it back into the pitcher's circle. So that'll put runners over at first and third, and nobody out. Nice little hit there for Cummings in between shortstop and third base there.
You can tell these coaches been working with them on hitting because everything is on the line hard.
Hard. So that brings up the bat Brian Durkowski. So first pitch in there. He's looking at that one all the way in there.
That little cat's focused. Look at him. He ain't moved an inch.
He has not moved out of the batter's box since he stepped in there. He's staying set, and he's ready. So second pitch on its way, and this one swung on and fouled back and takes out the umpire back here.
At least he kept his eye on it.
Yeah. Don't think he was expecting that one. So count 1-1. Third pitch on its way, and this is swung on, hit over in the air to first base side. First baseman will knock it down. There's a race to the bag, and he'll get him over at first. But scoring on the play will be McBride. Hit it around to third base will be Cummings as he'll stop over there at third base. So Durkowski out on the one assisted play by the first baseman over there for out number one.
Little first baseman hurt his leg when he dove into the bag.
They kind of probably got a little bit of that turf burn going on there. Going to get that first strawberry down there probably. A little bit different over there on those turf fields if they're not used to it. And
because we do have the breakaway bases on all of them, so hopefully it looks like he's okay.
Yeah, so that's going to bring up to bat for Washington County. It's going to be Conrad DeBerg. And he'll step in there. First pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed. So the board batting here, 11th batter in the Washington County lineup. Washington County leading it 7-0 here in the top half of the second inning. Next pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled right back at me. Made me jump a little bit there, Daryl.
You didn't move. I seen you. You know, I'm bad about coaching from the stands. I'm going to be terrible when my grandson does it, too. I think right now it's so funny that these grandpas and daddies are coaching from the stands.
Yeah. So the board, he'll swing and miss at that and go down on strikes for out number two. So two outs in the inning. Going to bring up the bat Axton Brzozowski. So Brzozowski will step in, get some coaching down there from his coach over at third base. First pitch is on and away. Swung on. Hit out into shortstop. Shortstop will knock it down, and he's going to throw it back into the pitching circle. But one run is going to score as Cummings will come all the way from third base and score the third run. And on the miscue on the mound, Brzozowski will move on down to second base. So they're going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for Washington County and bring up Hank Shaw. Shaw, left-handed batter, steps in, runner out at second base. 8-0 now, Washington County in the top of the second. There's a hit right back up the middle in the center field for a base hit.
By the center fielder.
Center fielder will knock it down. He's going to have a throw it in the second. They almost had a play out there. Pitcher's going to pick it up, get back in the circle, and they will award him third base on that. So one run scores on that play, and Shaw's going to pull up over at third base after the single out into center field.
So two outs here and 9-0.
Two outs, 9-0. Bentley Roberts steps in, his second at bat. Swung on and missed. First time up, he had a base hit his first time up.
We're in the second inning here, top of the second. Washington County is visitors.
Yeah, Washington County, the visiting team here. And the next pitch coming into Roberts is swung on. Pitcher tries to knock it down. Second baseman's going to come up and pick it up. But that's going to bring our fifth run in the inning on that hit. So for Washington County, they'll score five more. Your score at the end of 1.5. Washington County 10, Hempstead 0. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsor.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
And we're back here at Gibson Field here, Burton Little League Complex over here. Very nice facility, all turf infields out here. They've done a lot of improvements to the parks out here. So leading it off for Hempstead will be Adriel Trejo. And he'll step in here. Hempstead trailing me at 10-0 here as we're playing the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch to Trejo, swung on and missed. So a little bit of time for Hempstead to get some runs on the board. There's another pitch in there. That's swung on and missed. So Washington County off and running here. The scored five in each of the first two innings. The next pitch swung on. This one is strike three. So down on strikes will be Trejo.
Number seven, Dawson Ashball.
I'm going to bring up Dawson Ashball.
I'm just saying she can't throw no more perfect or strike than she's throwing. They're just, you know, they're young and first all-star game makes it tough.
Makes it tough. You know, you're 7 years old, first game's in there. Ashball, the first left-handed batter we've seen for Hempstead, he's going to foul it off on his first pitch. So next pitch swinging. This is hit on the ground over to third base. Third baseman for Washington County knocks it down. He'll just toss it back into the pitching circle. So first runner for Hempstead on base tonight. Ashball reaches over there at first base. Going to bring up to bat Rhett Wolf.
Number 13, Rhett Wolf.
Where's the play?
Where's the play, Conrad?
So seen a little bit of everything in the first Little League action of the year here. Washington County swinging the bat really well, and Hempstead is struggling a little bit at the plate, but got their first bat base runner on now. So Wolf, he swings and misses at the first pitch. Second pitch is on its way. This swung on, hit over to third base. Third baseman knocks it down. He'll
going to second. Look at that.
And he'll get the out at second base.
Wow. That's practice.
So 5-4 put out over there at second base.
Nice job, young guys.
So it's going to bring up the bat Cassius Jackson for Hempstead. So he'll step in here, runner over at first base, and Jackson swings and misses at the first pitch. So Washington County flashing the leather out there in this inning.
I'm telling you, that little third baseman, he...
There's a little tapper, and it's going to be foul right in front of the plate. Third baseman's been challenged twice this inning, and he's done his job both times. So First time knocks it down, just throws it back into the circle. Probably a smart move, long throw over there.
But have the understanding of the game to get the out and a second baseman to cover second. I'm impressed.
Back to the pitcher. Pitcher's up with it. Throws over to first for out number three. So three up, three down, and your score at the end of two. Washington County 10, Hempstead 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And welcome back to Washington County 7U action as Wyatt Windham leads it off here in the top half of the third inning. And he'll hit one out to center field, and he's going to reach all the way over to third base as he gets one out to center field. So Washington County continues as they start the top half of the third with their hitting. So going to bring up the bat now Jacob Seilheimer. He'll step in here. And he's swinging, hits a line drive back at the coach on the pitcher's mound. And scoring on that play will be Wyatt Windham. So Seilheimer will pull in there over at first base. So back-to-back base hits there for Washington County to lead it off here. In the top half of the third, score now 11-0 Washington County. Going to bring up the bat Waylon Reimer. So Reimer will step in here. First pitch coming to Reimer. It's going to be taken for a ball. So fast-moving games, when they usually the ones that hit pretty good are going to swing at that first pitch when they're in there, if it's something over the plate. And Washington County's top part of their lineup really hitting the ball really, really, really good.
And they keep running, too.
Yeah. And Reimer's going to swing at one up in his eyes and swing and miss at that one. Pitch just looked like a beach ball coming in there for him. He's like, I got to hit this one.
He had a good rip at it. He hit that one. He'd hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, his first hit was pretty good down that left field line. So next pitch coming to Reimer. He's going to swing and foul this one back into the screen. So two strikes on Reimer here. He's got two pitches left. So one ball, two strike count. The runner over at first base, score 11-0, top of the third. Next pitch to Reimer's going to take that one on the outside. So fourth pitch, so this will be the fifth pitch coming. So you're going to have to swing at this one or not swing and be out on the play, as they're only allowed five pitches in this. If he fouls it off, he can continue the at-bat.
The bad part, no matter where it is, he has to swing.
So swung on, this is hit. Shortstop is going to grab it. He's going to run over to second base. And going to be safe there. So Seilheimer overran the bag a little bit there, unable to tag him out. So Reimer's over at first base. Seilheimer at second base, going to bring up to bat Cullen Roberts.
This is Amanda's and them, right?
Yep, this is theirs. I'm sure Kim's in the stands over there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I saw him walk up a while ago.
So Robert swinging at the first pitch. It's a line drive foul down the right field line. So Washington County with two runners on, first and second base. They've got one run in here in the top half of the third inning. So next pitch to Robert's on his way. This is
popped up.
And no play by the catcher as he can't get to it. So no ball, two strike count on Roberts. Bats here, nobody out in the top half of the third inning. Runners at first and second base for Washington County. So next pitch on its way to Roberts. He's swinging. This one's popped right back here.
You had it.
I had it right there in my hand. If that fence wouldn't have been in the way, I'd have caught that one.
Yeah. You had your eyes right on it and glove both hands. That's what I like.
Working on the fundamentals over here.
You're learning.
So fourth pitch on its way to Cullen Roberts. He's going to swing, going to foul another one.
He's
back
trying
here
to get one
screen
over the screen to you.
He's trying to get one back here to me, I believe. So this will be the fifth pitch now coming to Roberts. So this is going to be either swing or don't swing, and you're going to go back to the dugout on this one. So fifth pitch is on its way. Roberts is swinging, hits a line drive out to center field. He's going to get by the center fielder. So this is for at least one run. Second runner coming around third base, and he'll score. And Roberts hitting over to third base, and he'll pull into third base. So good line drive hit there by Cullen Roberts.
Is that the right center field gap? Never thought about stopping running.
Nope, just kept on running. So brings our score out to 13-0 now here in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up Anson Frankie, and he'll swing at the first pitch. Second baseman tries to knock it down, but scoring on the play will be Roberts as he scores the fourth run of the inning. Ball comes in to gets by the pitcher on the pitcher's mound, and catcher backs him up. So Frankie will move on down to second base on the missed throw. Still nobody out here in the top half of the third inning. He's going to bring up the bat, Cohen McBride. So McBride will step in, runner over at second base. First pitch is on its way, swung on and missed. So got some fans out in the outfield already. That's the good thing about this park over here. I know when my kids were playing Little League out here, we kind of stayed out there most of the time if I wasn't coaching. And
everybody likes that
parking
lot out there.
Next pitch to McBride is fouled off the catcher's mask back to the screen.
That was a good cut.
So catcher gets it back to the pitcher. Umpire check on the catcher, make sure he's all right. Everything's good. So next pitch on its way. This is swung on, popped over to first base. And first baseman almost makes the play in foul territory. So foul ball for McBride down the first base side. First baseman just a little bit out of his reach. Tried to come in and make that play. So we'll reset it, do it all over again. Still two strikes. Fourth pitch on its way to McBride, and that's going to be swung on. This is a pop-up out to second base.
Baseman
caught the ball. So nice play out there at second base on the fly out there by the second baseman. So one out now in the inning. So we're going to bring up the bat, Drew Cummings.
One out. If they score that run on second, that's the fifth run, and that'll be the 15th run, and then they just got to hold them to three outs.
15-run rule in effect after three innings. So Cummings steps in. First pitch is on its way. Going to be taken. Didn't like that one. Didn't want to swing at it.
A little bit low and out.
Yeah. He's got four more left, so he's all good to go. So next pitch is on its way to Cummings. He's going to swing at this one and foul tip it back to the catcher. So it's 14-0 here in the top of the third inning. Washington County green on top. So next pitch on its way to Cummings. A little bit inside, so he backs off of that one. So third pitch, so two pitches left for Cummings. So got a little bit of a tight game going on back there on the lower field. It was
7-2 now, though.
It was 3-2 back there when we started the game. So next pitch to Cummings, this is swung on and missed. So strike two, and this will be the fifth pitch. Pitch number five on its way. And that pitch is going to be fouled back, so he'll get another one here. Able to stay in there and keep fouling it off. So Cummings, a right-handed batter, looking to drive in that fifth run of the inning here. The runner over at second base for Washington County. Pitch is on its way and takes it, but that's going to be the fifth pitch, so that'll go down as an out. So that's the second out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat Brian Durkowski.
And a little cat here.
So Washington County all decked out in green tops and white green pinstripe pants. So first pitch to Durkowski. He's going to take that one inside for a ball. Everybody playing with the socks up tonight.
Yeah.
Hempstead in their black uniforms with green. So we got two green teams out here, but luckily one of them's wearing black uniforms and one of them's wearing green and white. So
yeah.
Makes it easier to tell the difference. Durkowski, he'll swing and miss at that next pitch. So it's always fun to watch how these kids interact and how they play, especially at this age group. You know, when they're this young, they're learning the fundamentals, and it's about teaching and an experience. So next pitch on its way to Durkowski. A little low there by the coach. He threw that one in the dirt. So
you can tell all the ones that watch a lot of TV, though, they got the big necklaces on already.
Oh, yeah. We got that flashing. You know, you got the batting stances, you know, whoever their favorite player is always trying to bat like them. So next pitch to Durkowski. This is tap foul right over the catcher's mask. So evens the count at 2-2, so that'll make it the fifth pitch. So Durkowski will have to swing at this one if he wants to stay alive here.
Come on, little guy, get it.
So I don't think he's moved out of the batter's box again. He just stays set in his stance the whole time.
You know, tell him you want to be focused. He is focused. Look at there.
Little tapper shortstop is going to knock it down, and he'll throw it back and overthrow the pitcher in the center.
That'll do it.
That's going to score the fifth run for Washington County. So your score after 2.5 innings of play, Washington County 15, Hempstead 0. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
And we're back here, Burton, Texas. We're at Gibson Field here for Washington County Little League action as we start the bottom half of the third inning. Washington County Green with a big lead, 15-0 over Hempstead. So leading it off for Hempstead will be Cassius Jackson, and he'll swing at the first pitch and tap it foul. So Hempstead looking for their first run. If they don't score a run here, we're going to have the run rule in effect after three innings here. So next pitch swung on and missed there by Jackson.
You know, the coach, she's throwing perfect strikes, but you know she feels bad that they're missing them.
Yeah, she's been really consistent out there on the mound for Hempstead, you know, and just... You know, they're not making contact with it, you know. And I get it. You know, you're 7 years old. You're probably a little bit nervous here, you know. And so next pitch coming in there is going to be swung on and missed. So one ball, two strike count. That was strike number three, so that'll be a first out of the inning as Jackson will go down on strikes there. Going to bring up the bat, Slade Wallen.
He's a little cat smaller than Durkowski.
He's shorter than Reimer, and Reimer's on a knee back here. first pitch is swung on and missed. So I bet Reimer's a foot and a half taller than Wallen.
Look at his daddy over there.
So next pitch swinging. This has popped over to first baseman with the catch. So two outs now for Washington County. That's a reminder, we're in pool play here. Haven't started bracket play yet. They'll play some pool games, seed everybody, and put them in brackets, and then they'll go through the brackets and come out with a winner here at the end probably next week sometime. So first pitch swinging. That is down the line. Fair ball by Edgar Lopez. So Lopez hits it fair down the left field line, and he'll pull up at first base with a base hit over there as Washington County gets it back into the pitcher circle. So base runner over at first base for Hempstead. Gonna bring up the bat Harrison Knoll. Oh, Cannon Rape up the bat here. So swung on. This is hit over to shortstop. Shortstop will knock it down. He'll throw over to second base.
Ball
out number three. So out number three. And that's going to end our ball game. So your final here in game number one tonight, it's Washington County Green 15 and Hempstead 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back as we're on the post-game show for the first game of Washington County Little League action as the Washington County Green 7U Coach Pitch All-Stars are going to win their first game in pool play, and they'll win it handedly 15-0 here as they blank Hempstead in there. Washington County came out swinging the bat, just hitting the ball really, really well. And at this age group, if you can play defense and throw and catch, you're going to win quite a few games.
And the defense, man, when you got a third baseman that fielded it, threw it to the little second baseman, he catches it. They did that twice and stuff. First baseman catches a pop-up. yeah, you're going to win
yeah,
a lot.
You're going to win a lot of games if you can throw and catch and hit the ball. So good first victory there for Washington County. And we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors and be back with more post-game here shortly.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on off the field.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And welcome back out here to Gibson Park here in Burton, Texas, as the Washington County Green 7U All-Stars take their first game tonight, 15-0. We'll have a little bit later, 8 o'clock start time for Washington County White versus Grimes County. We'll still be here for all that action for you. We've got doubleheader action today. Tomorrow you can catch me over in Schulenburg for some 8U softball coach pitch over there. And then Sunday you can catch Doug Brown out at Industry, as he'll be doing a game Sunday out there in Industry. So Washington County Little League season starting off for us here. So it's hopefully going to be a busy year. We got one more high school game left with the Burton Panthers, as they'll be in the state championship game next Thursday, 11:30 pregame on KWHI, 12 o'clock scheduled first pitch over there. So I know everybody's looking forward to that as we get set for some baseball action. So we'll set it back for a few more words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And welcome back as we're back here in Burton. A quick game there in game one for us as Washington County Green takes it 15-0 over Hempstead. We were talking a little bit earlier before the break about the Burton Panthers in the state championship, and we're just trying to see how many of the kids, even in this age group, are going out to Burton, and they've got a couple little good, some of those good hitters that were in the top of that lineup. They keep developing through there. It's going to be a lot of good baseball played out here in Burton for quite a while.
And, you know, this is where it starts. Like we talked in the beginning, a bunch of those guys that are playing right now, they played on these fields. And it's nothing more prouder for Daryl. I say this all the time, to watch these kids grow up. And, you know, you're going to have some of them that are going to come out here and they're out here for the love of the game. And some are out here because they want to be part of their friends. It's nothing wrong with that. Then when you get to that point where we're at right now, one game from bringing a state championship to Burton, what a feeling. Not since 1987, like we talked last night, that we have ever done that. And it's right there. You can just feel it to grab it. And that's what we keep challenging these boys. Stay hungry, guys. One more game, stay hungry, and then you can have a summer. No greater feeling. Like I told him when I got to talk to him, 1982, I got the experience playing in that game. And you don't forget that. And they have an opportunity to do that also, to get a chance to play in a state championship game. I guarantee you three quarters of Burton, and we'll have a big crowd from Brenham and other places that are telling me they're coming to Round Rock to watch that, Stephen. And that makes me so proud, that the way this community, you saw it last night when we watched these boys play. And here we got three of them coming up here now that played last night. And Ryder Biggs is going to talk a little bit now about Thursday night, what I'm looking forward to.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
crap.
My name is Ryder Biggs, and I don't know.
So Ryder steps in here from the Burton Panther baseball team, shortstop over there. As last night, in case y'all weren't listening to us, had a huge hit in the fourth inning after going down four runs. Almost hits one out at Sam Houston. Kind of probably hit it about 350 feet, hits it off the wall. If you got a little more power into that, you might have got it out of there.
For sure.
Just a little power shortage.
Yes, sir. Maybe. So, might have to work out.
So
that before.
Yes, sir. Now, and you've got opportunity to do exactly what I got to do my senior year. I got to play in the state championship game. I want you to win that game. Come back here like I am at
62 years old. Daryl's giving Ryder a little bit of a speech about making sure he understands the moment. And, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier about how it all starts here at these Little League fields. So everybody plays Little League baseball. They kind of start out learning the fundamentals, and then they kind of move into select a few times. But it's good to see that there's a lot of kids still that do play the Little League baseball. You know, I know it gets busy. My kids were the same way, played Little League and Select at the same time. So it's good to see kids come back out here that are – Ryder's a senior this year, so he'll be moving on, hopefully maybe looking for somewhere to go to play.
Yes.
Try and continue on. So
yes, sir.
He'll probably have a busy summer even after he gets through with high school, you know, trying to work that. I know how that goes and how that feels. So – we'll take a little bit of a break here. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online
It's a batter's box, BTX.com.
Felder's By&By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By&By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By&By, the convenient convenience store.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Today, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
And welcome back here. We're at Gibson Field here in Burton as Washington County Green 7U Coach Fitch wins their first game 15-0. And in the post game here as we get ready for action, Washington County White will be taking on Grimes County. First pitch is scheduled for 8 o'clock there. We'll have about a 7:45 pregame when we get started over there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what's upcoming here for our Washington County Little League schedule this weekend. As tomorrow we'll have for you the 8U softball coach pitch from Schulenburg. And then on Sunday, Doug Brown will have the game from out there in Industry for you on Sunday. So Doug Brown on the call over there. You'll have me over in Schulenburg. I don't know if I can drag Kiki along over there. He probably got to work the tournament out here. He got out of his announcing duty, so he decided he was going to join and set me. And we're still reminiscing from last night's game over at Burton. I was able to be the chauffeur over there and take Doug and Daryl over there to get them to do the game. And what a game they had. That game was everything that was kind of advertised there at the beginning. You know, it was going to be a pitcher's duel. And then all of a sudden in the fourth inning, switches turned for both teams as they started swinging bats, and that's Burton ends up victorious 8-6 there in an exciting finish over there at Sam Houston State.
What a night for the Burton town and the boys. I mean, these guys that are sitting behind you here, Biggs, Tosta, and Martin, they've helped me all summer with umpiring games here. Giving back to the kids, and that makes me really proud too, that they want to come help. I won't let them till after they win state on Thursday, then they can come out here. They have volunteered to help umpire these games also, but I know it's 7-year-olds, but from a safety, Stephen, Daryl would feel so terrible, and the daddies and Coach Taylor, they become looking for me and stuff if accidentally one of them got hit by a bat that gets thrown or something like that. That would just ruin me and stuff. So I told them as soon as we get through winning on Thursday and you want to come up here and umpire, it's all you and stuff. But until Thursday's over with, you be safe, and all we're going to do is focus on beating rope.
There you go. So, Burton Panthers, reminder, if you're not going to go to the game, we'll have live play-by-play action for you on KWHI for that game. We're going to take one more break here, and we'll wrap up the first game, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Greenery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Moment Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Materials, Glenn College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman Journal Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Laurel Chevrolet from GMC Buick, Manuel Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Hilsky Waterwell Services, La Morales Meat Market, Moeller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score, the Washington County Green beating Hempstead 15-0. Good job to Washington County Green. Stay tuned for Washington County Whites coming up here soon. The game starts at 8 o'clock. The pregame will be starting here in about a little over 10 minutes, so make sure you stick with us here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. And this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.